For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Healthcare workers in two of Missouri's major urban areas have received doses of the coronavirus vaccine, the first people in the state outside of clinical trial participants to be vaccinated. Thousands of other medical workers across the state will soon follow after vaccinations began yesterday at Truman Medical Centers / University Health in Kansas City and at the Mercy Hospital System in the St. Louis area. Frontline medical workers, such as those who work in emergency rooms and COVID-19 units, are the first to get the vaccine at Truman. All told, more than 50,000 doses are being sent for use in Missouri this week. The Missouri House will investigate an incoming lawmaker accused of sexually and physically abusing his children years ago. Republican House leaders in a joint statement yesterday said the Ethics Committee will investigate Rick Rober when the legislature convenes in January. Rober didn't immediately return an Associated Press request for comment yesterday. Voters in suburban Kansas City elected Rober in November. His adult children, in a letter to House leadership, wrote that he sexually and physically abused them when they were young. They asked the House's next presumptive speaker not to let Rober serve. Republicans banned him from their caucus. Missouri Congresswoman-elect Cori Bush said that the country is in, quote, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. PolitiFact's Veronica Maheski looked into the claim and discovered the answer isn't quite that clear.
Bush made the claim in a November 29th Facebook post, but can she really say this is the worst economy since the Great Depression? Some experts say no. According to the Federal Reserve, the COVID-19 economy had the biggest decrease in GDP and the biggest increase in unemployment since the Great Depression. These are two main factors that economists use to evaluate economic crises. However, we are only 9 months into the pandemic, so it's hard to tell if things will get better or worse. Other economic crises have taken anywhere from 3 to 10 years to change. Economists say the COVID-19 economy is different than any crisis we've seen in the past 100 years, so it's hard to compare. We decided not to rate this claim because experts say it is too early to tell. I'm Veronica Moheski with PolitiFact Missouri.
Missouri's presidential electors have cast all 10 of the state's votes for Republican President Donald Trump. The Electoral College members met yesterday at the state capitol for a brief ceremony to formally write their votes on paper ballots. Though Democrat Joe Biden won nationally, Trump easily carried Missouri with nearly 57% of the vote in the November 3rd presidential election. William Woods University in Fulton announced it has received a record $1.7 million gift yesterday for its Center for Equine Medicine. The Columbia Missourian reports the gift will go to continuing the development of the center and help fund its various teaching facilities.